I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Taking initiative, inspiring words. Inspiring words about taking initiative. Now that's a great combination. Isn't it wonderful when we're on the receiving end of inspiring words that truly move us into action, sage advice that turns out to last a lifetime? Audrey Hepburn once said, "Nothing is impossible." The word itself says, "I am possible." And this week's essayist, Bernie Luger, tells us about a mere handful of words that brought that message home to him years ago.
I believe in graduation speeches. Good ones, that is. 26 years ago, I had the good fortune to hear a great speech at my own graduation from high school, and I was able to share the story with the Central High School graduates this year. Now I would like to share it with you. In January 1988, Mrs. Hayes, my 97-year-old biology teacher, decided to retire at the end of the school year. We seniors loved Mrs. Hayes, and we enthusiastically asked her to give the graduation speech that year. She accepted our invitation, but would give no hints about her speech. "You'll have to be there to hear it," she said. We waited impatiently until graduation arrived. We all filed into the auditorium to the familiar sound of pomp and circumstance. While the program was full of speakers, we knew that the real entertainment, the real speech, was going to be given by Mrs. Hayes. When her turn came, Mrs. Hayes walked slowly to the podium. She adjusted the microphone, looked out across the rows of students, and cleared her throat. Finally, in her raspy classroom voice, she said, "You will get more done if you start now." She stared at us for a few seconds with probing, serious eyes, and then sat down. People did not know what to do. They thought something was wrong. Eventually, there was an awkward clap, and the next speaker went up and things moved on. At first, I thought our old teacher had finally gone over the edge. But as I've grown older, I've come to believe how valuable Mrs. Hayes' advice is. There is nothing flashy about this advice. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme. In fact, it did not even guarantee that I wouldn't make mistakes. But this advice did tell me that doing things is important. Being engaged is important. While there is always a place for contemplation, doing things is what gets things done. Mrs. Hayes' advice has helped keep me out of trouble, has always kept me employed, and has always been there to help dig me out of bad situations. 9 words, delivered by a wise old biology teacher, changed my life forever. I believe that when our young adults get started now, engaged in whatever it is they might do, our future looks very bright.
Originally trained as a chemist, Bernie Luger became a casino manager. In 2007, he left casino gaming to become an advocate for education reform for disadvantaged youth. Currently, Luger is the chief operating officer of the Providence Public Schools. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.